This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
For God so loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, you know, today I want to speak, you know, about, you know, Jesus's attributes. You know, guys, I've spoken so much about his attribute. You know, this guy, guys, is so selfless. This guy, guys, is so loving. You know, this guy, guys, is so humbled that, you know, when you sit and you study so much his character, you get to love him more. In other words, guys, you know, the love that you will have for Jesus, it grows, you know. You never get out of this honeymoon stage. You know, guys, it's been more than 15 years since I've been saved. And I don't know, right now it's as if I just recently got saved because of the love that I keep getting for Jesus. I keep having for Jesus. And guys, it's growing. I sit and I'm like, damn, who can ever be like this dude? You know, guys, I was sitting and I was thinking about Jesus on the cross. You know, because you see, guys, the word is multifold. You know, you get so many layers from it. You read a single scripture, but you get different meanings from it, you know. And I've realized that it's multifold. You know, it's because of the wisdom you get from it, you know. So as you go deep, you get more layers from it. And right now, I'm thinking about this scripture, about what Daddy had done, you know, by bringing Jesus down here. I remember I was speaking about the fact that, you know, he came down here, guys, for 33 years. Remember, guys, Jesus's abode is heaven, meaning he lives in heaven. So he was supposed to be living there in heaven with Daddy forever. You understand? And now Adam kills us, you know, by obeying Satan, and we now spiritually dead, and we are off the world, you understand? Meaning we're supposed to be living here on earth, you know? So Jesus is coming down here for those 33 years, you know? Meaning he could have been doing something else for those 33 years, but no, he's coming down here, and he's doing something for us. You understand? That guy speaks of being selfless. That guy speaks of being humbled. You know, so I was looking at that, and now I'm looking at the scripture, and I'm taken back to Genesis 3, where, guys, human beings lost it all. And guys, believe me, we lost it all, guys, in Genesis 3. And guys, we lost it all in Genesis 3. Now, I am thinking about the fact, guys, that when Adam died spiritually after disobeying Jesus, he kills us. And we are all born with that sin, because now that sin is passed on to all of us as inheritance. You know, a bad inheritance. Guys, who gives such an inheritance? You know, guys, it's like when your parents are passing on, they had money, they had properties, and when they die, you now have to pay for their debts. I mean, guys, how can you pass on debt to me? Please, you rather don't leave me with anything. You leave me with debt, rather leave me with nothing. Believe me, I prefer you leave me with love instead of leaving me with debt. I'm telling you, you know, there are parents who are like that, who leave their kids with debt. Please, you rather leave me with love, nothing more. Guys, you know, so it's the same thing with Adam. He gave us sin. That guy gave us the inheritance of sin to all of us. You understand? But I'm sitting and I'm thinking about my Lord. You know, guys, Adam, when he did that, do you know that he was never punished for it? Do you know that? That guy, guys, was never punished for that sin. Instead, he was just banished from the Garden of Eden. Because the Garden of Eden, guys, remember, it was the setup of Jesus. It was the system of Jesus. It was the leadership of Jesus. It was the governance of Jesus. You understand? So he was banished. The angel was sent with a flaming sword to get rid of him. And the angel got rid of them, both Eve and Adam. You understand? But there was no punishment for it. Do you know who was punished for it? Guys, do you know who was punished for the sin that Adam committed? Because see, guys, Daddy is holy. His eyes are too holy to behold evil. Even, guys, cherubims are guarding his holiness. Guys, cherubims are guarding the holiness of Daddy. That's how holy he is. It's not that he doesn't want to behold sin, but it's because he can't. It's his nature. That's why Jesus never sinned. He realized that if I sin, I cannot be dealing with Daddy, because it's his nature. He cannot behold sin. Now, you think about the fact that Adam sins. Who was punished for it? Let me tell you who was punished for it. It was the guy who was there in the cross. Guys, it was the guy who was there on the cross. In other words, Daddy is saying, I want to deal with my kids again. I'm busy dealing with slaves, because the Israelites were slaves. That's why Jesus told them in the Gospel of John 8, he says, you are slaves. I want to free you. You know, and Daddy is like, I want to deal with my kids. Now, Jesus, you go down there and be punished for the sin that Adam had committed. Guys, and you wonder why I'm so smitten with Jesus. And you wonder why, guys, I'm always in this honeymoon phase. Why? It's because the more I delve into Jesus, the more I find his pureness. Guys, his greatness. Guys, his selflessness. Guys, his humility. Guys, my Lord, I love that man. Guys, I love him so much that I sit and I'm like, my Lord, have you bewitched me? Did you do something to me? I don't trust you. You know, I don't trust him. The love I have from him, guys, is too much. I've never loved anyone that much. Guys, I've never. You know, I remember I was feeling guilty and I was telling you, I said, my Lord, you know what? Daddy is the one I was loving like this. And I promised myself I'll never love anyone like this. But you are taking that place. You are taking that place. And guys, I was feeling so guilty until my Lord said, don't feel guilty. We are not competing. We are one. And guys, after that, I was like, thank you, my Lord, because I was really, really feeling guilty, guys. Because guys, the more you dig into Jesus's layers, you find selflessness, you find humility, you find love. It's like, how can I not love this person? Guys, it's Adam who killed us. Adam, guys, was supposed to be the one who goes to the cross. But no, it's Jesus, guys, who's paying the price. It is Jesus, guys, who's punished for that. Because if Adam sins now, he must be punished. But guess who's punished? It's Jesus. Guys, how can you not love that? Guys, how can you not love that? Guys, my king. My king is going to kill me with love. I'm telling you, that dude is going to kill me with love. You know, guys, I was a sinner. I wasn't born spiritually alive. I was born spiritually dead. I partook of Satan's nature. Guys, it was as if Satan was my father. It was as if Satan created me because of Adam. You understand? And guys, I did things. You know, if you come to me and say, you know, Nini, you used to love money. And I'll be like, yeah, I was a sinner. A sinner must sin. So I had to love money. You know, if you come to me and you say, Nini, you know, you love the things of the world. I'm like, yeah, I had to be bougie. You know, I was a sinner. A sinner must sin. I had to do that. You know, if you come to me and you say, Nini, you are busy with sex with your boyfriend outside marriage. I'm like, yeah, I had to do that. What was wrong with that? I was a sinner. A sinner must sin. You know, if you come to me and you say, Nini, you are busy shaking up with your boyfriend. Yeah, I had to do that. What are you talking about? A sinner must sin. You know what I mean? But guys, guess what? I had to be punished for all of that. I had to be punished for all of that. Was I? No. No. Mm-mm. And you wonder why I love that man that much. And you wonder why I owe that man that much. You know, the worst part is that after being on the cross, after being the one punished for the things I did, I was the one busy with sex outside marriage. I was the one busy shaking up with boyfriends. I was the one guys busy loving money. I was the one guys busy loving the things of the world. Guys, I was the one busy doing everything left, right, and center. You know, drinking alcohol if I did. You know, taking drugs if I did. You understand? Ah, guys, but guess what? I wasn't punished. I stopped doing those things. It was in a form of punishment. I was obeying my Lord because it's sin. You understand? I stopped doing those things because it's sin. It was in a form of punishment. Guess who was punished for that? Just take a guess. Who was punished for all of those things? It was Jesus. Adam sins. Who's punished? It's Jesus. Guys. I sin. Guess who was punished? It's Jesus. On the cross, you know, before guys we even get to the cross, I love the Gethsemane saga because it makes me so sad. It's one most powerful moment in history, yet the most saddest moment. My Lord, he prays a prayer, and before he prays that prayer, he asked the disciples, can you stay with me? Guys, I think I imagine my Lord saying those words to the disciples. He's never asked them for anything. But right now, he's there thinking about the cross. Guys, pins going through his hands. Pins going through his feet. Guys, who can love you like that? Tell me, can anyone love? Because you sit and you think about this dude and you're like, I've never been loved like that. I've never, guys, been loved like that. You know, and he says, Peter, can you stay with me? He's asking guys them, he's begging them, can you be with me? Meaning he's looking for someone to support him, someone to comfort him. Yet these dudes are sleeping. Daddy had to release angels in order to comfort Jesus, to support Jesus. Because these dudes are not getting it. These dudes are not understanding it. And then he prays a prayer that he quickly corrects. He says, may this cup be taken away from me. And then quickly says, nevertheless, let your will be done. In other words, he's correcting it because he's thinking about the fact that someone has to be punished for what Adam did. Someone has to be punished for what they are doing. Someone has to be punished for what Nini will be doing when she's born here on earth. Someone has to be punished for the things she will be doing. She will be loving money. She will be loving the things of the world. She will be busy having sex outside marriage. She will be busy doing her own things, doing her own will. But she won't be doing my will. Guys, and Jesus is saying, I will have to be punished for Nini. Guys. Guys, and you wonder why I love that man. And you wonder why, guys, I say I owe him. And then, guys, he goes to the cross and he says, Eli, Eli, Elama Sabachthan. Meaning, why have you forsaken me? Daddy is forsaking him because someone has to be punished for what Nini did. Someone has to be punished for what Nini was doing before she knew the truth. Someone has to be punished for what Nini did before she got saved. And guess who was punished? It was Jesus. Guess who was punished? Guys, Jesus never sinned. It says he fought against sin to the point of shedding blood. But on the cross, daddy can't even look at Jesus because my sins are laid on Jesus. My sins, guys, are laid on Jesus. And it says, Eli, Eli, Elama Sabachthan. Pins are going through his hands and feet. Guys, and Jesus is ready to be punished for me. And you wonder why I don't care about guys. Guys, and you wonder why I don't care about those overgrown babies. Why? Because of Jesus. The things he did. And guys, with me, because I've got proof of the authenticity of the word, meaning I've got proof that he really went through this, I sit and I'm like, my Lord, thank you for doing that. The appreciation is overwhelming. Guys, the appreciation is overwhelming. Guys, the appreciation is overwhelming. Because of all of that, I sit and I'm like, my Lord, I'm going to give up my life. I'm going to sacrifice my career. I'm going to sacrifice my dreams. Here, guys, I've sacrificed. Yet I sit and I'm like, my Lord, I can't repay you enough. I can't repay you enough because you were punished for all, guys, for everything that I did. He was on the cross for the sins that Nini did. because daddy cannot look upon evil. Jesus says, this man wants back his kids. This man wants to spend forever with his kids, but he can't, because he can't behold evil. So I must go to the cross for Nini, for you. Ah, guys, and you wonder why I'm smitten by that dude. Until next.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.